Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wilbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Deacon Bob Placiniak, deacon here at St. Jerome, on March 13th, 2021, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Now here is Deacon Bob.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. This is one of the most well-known and beloved verses of Scripture. It is John 3:16 that we see displayed at a lot of sporting events. This is the verse that should be memorized, recited, and be the subject of our meditation. We might reflect on the three parts of this verse: God's love, God, and our belief. First, there is God's love. The world that God so loved is not the same idolized place where people try to live in justice and peace. The world, with all its crime, dishonesty, wars, and constant feuding that divide people, with all its greed and immorality and pettiness, this world is so loved by God that he wanted to bring healing to new life to it. The first reading from the Old Testament book of Chronicles gives us a summary of Israel's rebellion against God who gave them life. It says, "The princesses of Judah, the priests, and the people added infidelity to infidelity, and practicing the abominations of the nations, polluting the Lord's temple." They mocked the messenger of God, despised his warning, and scoffed at his prophets. Israel is the story of every generation and really every life. Still, God so loved the world we inhabit that he sent his Son. In today's second reading, St. Paul teaches that the saving plan of God was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He says, "When we were dead in our transgressions, God brought us to life with Christ." Paul knew this from experience. He had persecuted the church, and he was one of her greatest persecutors, maniacally, in his quest to arrest the imprisoned Christians. So out of nowhere, on the road to Damascus, the risen Christ appeared to him with that his life was changed. I have a moment that I want to talk about that. When I was petitioning to become a deacon, my wife was with me, and I was interviewed by a deacon's wife, which surprised me. And she said, "What makes you think that you could be a good deacon?" And my wife said, "He wasn't knocked off any horse going to Damascus." And here I am 20 years later. Another month I'll be celebrating 20 years as a deacon. He had done nothing to deserve it, but salvation was now his in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way to salvation, forgiveness, and a new life when the human race, and for us, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. Jesus Christ is the bridge between our sin and God's healing. In the gospel, Jesus refers to an incident in the Old Testament book of Numbers, where poisonous snakes bit the people of Israel. They would have died, but Moses was told by God to fabricate a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and anyone who looked at this snake would be saved from death. Obedience to the command of God would neutralize the poison, and they would be restored to life. The poison of sin infects our world and us. We cannot expel sin on our own. Something has to be powerful enough to pull it out of us, absorb it, and eliminate it. Jesus says, just as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man, be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have life eternal. Jesus would be like the bronze serpent and bring healing to us. He would draw out the venom of sin in our life and replace it with the grace of new life. Finally, there is our belief. Lent is not a time simply to sympathize with the cross of Jesus, but to embrace it, like to begin once more to follow Jesus once more with our life. It is not the gazing, but the faithful following that brings healing to new life. We can sing about Jesus, meditate on Jesus, lament on the suffering of Jesus, and celebrate the resurrection, but build wonderful churches to honor Jesus. But are we ready to follow Jesus, to open our lives to his teaching, his truths, his forgiveness, and as it comes to us through his church? Are we willing to take the step of repentance to change how we live? We have been given a cure for the deep illness and the rebellion of soul that we call sin. Left to ourselves, sin is toxic, and it will kill us spiritually. But if we have a cure for the cross of Jesus Christ, we will put that cross on the wall or build a beautiful shrine around it or wear it as jewelry. If we do only that, it won't do us any good unless we embrace Jesus and follow his teachings in our life. Reflect on the crucifix this Lent. Let it show you the horror of sin, but let it also show the gift of God's love and the curing forgiveness that can be ours if we follow Jesus. Whatever the burdens in your soul, the one verse is more than a phrase for a bumper sticker or a sign at a ball game. It expresses the wonderful truth of what redemption is all about for this troubled world and for each of us whom God so loved and seeks to heal. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, believe what you just heard today and continue to have a holy Lent, and may God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.